In 2020, election officials had to pivot. The pandemic meant more mail-in voting, dealing with a shortage of poll workers, and scrambling for personal protective gear, all while combating misinformation and protecting election security. In Wisconsin, all these issues came to a head in the April primary. The executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission, Neil Albrecht, was there for it all. After 15 years, he announced he'd work a supplementary role through the general election and then retire. So WUWM's Mayon Silver spoke to him about his experience and takeaways from the job. He starts with the inequities he sees in voting access.
When you look at voting as really the foundation of democracy and often the only opportunity that people have to really participate in democracy and express their voices. When you look at the history of voting, there are communities that really historically have been either disenfranchised or underrepresented in voting. And really what I'm talking about particularly are communities of color, African American and Hispanic Latino voters. And so when you look at some of the issues around racism and racial segregation in the city of Milwaukee, all of those racial disparities bleed through in terms of who has access to voting. And I really felt that my background coming out of the nonprofit sector, for example, I had been chair of the board for the Social Development Foundation, which is the largest anti-poverty organization in the state. I really felt that all of that kind of helped me be prepared for addressing some of these longstanding disparities.
And what were some of the ways you addressed those disparities in the 15 years on the job?
Many things. I'm really actually very proud of the accomplishments of the Election Commission. But for example, at a time when large urban municipalities, I'll use the city of Denver as an example, were moving toward much more cost-efficient voting centers than neighborhood-based polling places, we maintained the city continued its investment in neighborhood-based voting. And I advocated for that, as did the mayor, to continue to invest those dollars so that most people within the city of Milwaukee could walk to their voting site. The other, I think, really significant investment we made was around voter registration, just recognizing the really significant hardships that many people in the city of Milwaukee are confronted with when it comes to being able to register to vote. We rolled out probably a dozen different strategies, which included the voter registration kiosks in all the Milwaukee Public Library branches to make voter registration as the first step in voting more accessible to residents of the city.
Well, you know, and it's interesting. I have a bunch of questions I want to talk to you about the election that we just most recently had. But one of the things that we're coming off of the heels of is the Trump campaign filing recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties and then filing lawsuits, post-election lawsuits, based on policies that the Wisconsin Election Commission had in place. What's your take on how these things are going to affect people being able to vote in the city of Milwaukee?
Yeah, that's a terrific question. And I'll say that I often think of the importance of administering election as being similar to the scales of justice, that it is the job of our society to make sure that we are protecting the integrity of the election, but also that we are providing fair access to voting. And what I have witnessed way before this November presidential election is an imbalance in those scales and a much greater emphasis on this concept of voter fraud and protecting the integrity of the election at the expense of access to voting. But what I think is new with this presidential election is this whole mantra, which is really what it is, this mantra of fraud in elections has over the last decade been used to reshape election law in Wisconsin in a very unfortunate way, but now it's also being used to discredit the election after the election. And that's what's new. But my concern going forward, and specific to Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin, is that the Wisconsin legislature will respond to these unsubstantiated, unproven claims of fraud and roll out new changes to election law that will make it even more difficult for people, particularly people in poverty, to have fair access to voting.
And specifically on the things that the Trump campaign has been raising, like challenges to the indefinitely confined voters, people who are able to say, look, I can't go to the polls, I need to request an absentee ballot, and they don't submit a photo ID. And then, you know, ballot certifications that are counting as written ballot applications. Do you think any of those things could change, should change? How would that impact voters in Milwaukee?
I have no question that the Wisconsin legislature will roll out a new definition of who can qualify for an absentee ballot, who actually can certify as being indefinitely confined, which is a very slippery slope. It's very subjective in terms of identifying who can and can't go into a voting site on election day. But I have no question that new restrictive laws will roll out that will very much further reduce access to voting in the city of Milwaukee and impact voter participation. I think it's also, if I could, important to note that the city of Milwaukee is now double digits behind the state average in terms of voter participation. When I started in 2005, the city of Milwaukee was always within a few percentage points of the state average. But as time has passed and changes have occurred that disproportionately impact communities in poverty, African American and Hispanic voters, we have seen that gap widen really significantly. And I think going forward, that gap will continue to grow.
What are some of the things that you think people in Milwaukee can do, officials in Milwaukee can do to increase that access going forward?
Well, so much of how election is administered is dictated by state law or dictated by the Wisconsin Election Commission. And I think it is fair to say that state law is not a friend to voter access right now. But I think on the local level, the city of Milwaukee needs to and will continue to make a significant investment of budgeted dollars in the Election Commission. But then also the Election Commission needs to continue to explore every opportunity to assist city residents with navigating the now very complex process of registering to vote and being able to cast a ballot on election day. And I think the city's track record really speaks to that investment. And I'm very confident going forward that that investment will continue.
Well, you made it through 2020. I guess we all made it through 2020. what will you miss about working in the position?
Oh, I'll miss a lot. it was certainly a job like no other, and it at times was exceptionally challenging. But really, what I will miss the most, if I have to just single out one thing, is the election workers. I worked with a staff of really incredible people, certainly during the pandemic, but way prior to the pandemic. For all the years that I worked for the Election Commission, for all 15 of those years, I personally trained our chief inspectors. Those are the site supervisors that work at the polling places. And I got all of my inspiration from working with those individuals who perform these complex, exhausting duties every election with an incredible dedication to complying with state law, to all of the checks and balances that are in place, to their personal honesty and integrity, and really do very, very difficult work. So when we are waging these false claims of fraud and irregularities and other statements that have been made and continue to be made, we are doing a tremendous discredit to the election workers that worked so hard to run the election with honesty and with transparency and with integrity. Because really, when, certainly I was at the other end of this on numerous occasions, when you are alleging fraud or alleging irregularities, you are pointing your finger at those individuals and making an accusation. And I don't think election workers in Milwaukee, in the state of Wisconsin, in the state of Georgia, or anywhere in this country deserve that. After coming out during a pandemic to administer an election. So I will miss working with such an exceptional group of individuals.
Well, Neil Albrecht, congratulations on your retirement, on an election that made it through not only the first round, but also a recount, and best wishes on retirement.
Thank you.
Neil Albrecht has been the executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission for 15 years. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver as he heads into retirement.